Put butter, 200 grams cut thin, then soft brown sugar from a sugar tin. Now you take white sugar and you cream to a paste. 200 grams of each of them gets that great taste.
To beaten eggs and eggs, gradually you add them, mixing well the whole time till your arms are aching. Make sure it's all creamy smooth, cause that will guarantee their success. Any expert would agree there.
Teaspoon of baking powder, 5 drops vanilla essence. Now fold in the flour, 600 grams or maybe 7.
Oh yeah, and half a teaspoon of salt. I just remembered the combination tastes really quite intense. 2 bars of plain chocolate in little pieces, and you stir them in briefly. The gorgeous smell increases. Once it's all done, transfer the dough into a sealed container.
Now you can lick the bowl and put it on the drain.
Oh, chocolate chip cookies.
I'm baking chocolate chip cookies. Because my chocolate chip cookies are irresistible,
as you can tell.
The dough needs to chill inside the fridge a day and night. Cause what you want is bite, and they'll get that alright. I'm off to have a nice day now, spend the night at play.
Tomorrow will be judgment day.
You heat up the oven to 180°C. Baking paper's good, now the dough will have to be rolled into little balls and spread out by hand.
Mind the gap, cause these babies expand.
Bake on the middle rack, 10-15 minutes or so. Time enough for dishes, get some coffee on the go.
Open up, get them out, this moment is so rare. The instant of completion, loved by artists everywhere.
And if by some bad luck I end up with some burned ones, I send them to my grandma, the best behaved of grandsons, and save the best ones for my love to try.
Yes. The ingredients can be fun to modify.
Down, down, down. Chocolate chip cookies.
I'm baking chocolate chip cookies. Because my chocolate chip cookies. Oh yeah, my chocolate chip cookies. I'm telling you, my chocolate chip cookies are irresistible.
Down, 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 down.